A sweater. Since last winter, the weather has been behaving unpredictably. This spring is no spring at all. Rather, it is a long tail of its wintry sibling, trailing well into March and April. Except for a few sunny spells, most days it is overcast, nippy or drizzly. At such low temperatures as we have had so far, Ming, the Chinese teenager, suffered like hell. The number of unusually balmy days during the Chinese New Year holidays misled Ming into believing that winter was over. When the new term began, he left behind his winter wear back at his home in Zhuxi and took along his school uniforms, which are mostly intended for autumnal and spring weather. It was okay in the classroom, for over 70 students kept the room warm despite the poor ventilation. Back in the dormitory, Ming felt the bite of the chill. He kept trembling. Anyway, he was nice and warm under the quilt during the night. Ming suffered the worst on Sunday. When no classes to take, the classroom building was closed. He usually went to the school reading room to do his homework. Sitting at a desk, he kept shivering, rubbing his hands frequently to keep warm. One Sunday, Ming couldn't stand it any longer. He decided to go and shop for a new sweater in the shops in the neighborhood. To his dismay, all the garments he found there were too large for him. The teen came back to the campus empty-handed, as shivery as ever. Another Sunday saw Ming trembling, rubbing his hands in the reading room, when a reader at the next desk noticed it. He asked Ming why he was not warmly dressed. Ming gave the explanation, ready to be ridiculed again. His classmates had teased him, saying that Ming wanted to impress the girls by wearing so little. Their joke pissed Ming off. This reader in the library didn't ridicule Ming. Instead, he said seriously that if Ming didn't mind it, he would ask his uncle, who lives in town, to get a sweater for him. Ming couldn't believe his ears. This reader was called Frank. They were classmates in middle school, actually. They were rivals then. With their past ding-dongs in mind, Ming took Frank's words lightly. He never expected he would mean it. One morning the next week, during a break, Ming was walking in the classroom when he heard his name called from outside. He glanced out but found no one there. After a while, his name was heard again. His classmates urged him to go out. Ming walked out into the corridor, finding Frank and his uncle standing there. The adult was carrying a bundle under his arm. It was a sweater. He asked Ming to try it on. It fitted him like a glove. It was not until then that Ming realized that he had misjudged Frank. The sweater made Ming's day. With the warm garment on, this spring no longer feels as frigid as it is.